everybody, and welcome to Pool School. My name is Matt Giovannisi, the founder of swimuniversity.com. And on this episode, we're just talking about what this show even is. So let's dive in. Real quick, if you want more help taking care of your pool, be sure to grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. It's totally free and will help keep your pool clean and clear all year. So, what is this show even about? Well, first and foremost, it is for people who own swimming pools. So if you have a swimming pool in your backyard or you take care of a swimming pool, this show is for you. And what I'm going to do on this show is I'm going to go over all of the different types of pool maintenance, water chemistry, cleaning tips, anything that can save you money with taking care of your pool. Whether you're listening to this out by your pool, maybe you're cleaning your pool and you're listening to this with headphones and you want to just learn more while you're out there, or you want to learn before the weekend and you're on your treadmill or you're in your car, you can listen to this. These are going to be fairly short episodes, all going on a specific topic, and it's really just going to be me. I have been in this industry since 1993. I started Swim University in 2004, 2006, and I've been continuing to do this show and to do Swim University as the brand ever since. And this year, it's 2024. We are starting this podcast. We have another podcast called Hot Tubs 101. That's going to be a show just about hot tub care, which is another topic that we cover at swimuniversity.com. And So to give you sort of a background on what Swim University is and who I am, you know, like I said, I've been in the industry for a long time, and I started the company a while ago, but now the company is really just me, my wife, and my brother. That's it. So my wife is in charge of YouTube. If you see our YouTube channel, we have a pretty large following over there, a large subscriber base of pool and hot tub owners. And that channel covers both pool and hot tub, so I would definitely recommend you checking that out and subscribing. My wife runs that entire thing. So I am doing I'm on video, I'm on all the thumbnails, but she writes the scripts, I do the voiceover or the on-screen stuff, and then she edits it, publishes it, answers comments, all of that stuff. She's completely in charge of that. My brother does all of the shorts. So if you see any short form videos on YouTube, or you see our shorts or our reels on Instagram and on Facebook and on Pinterest even, and even Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it nowadays, that is my brother doing all of that work. I am, my wife is writing the scripts. I am doing the, the on-screen stuff. And then my brother is editing that and publishing it to all of those platforms. Now, for me, what I am doing is I write all of the content on the website, so all of the blog content. I am in charge of any sort of product development, so we have courses about pool care and hot tub care. I do all of those. I write all those. And I do all the graphics, and I'm now doing a podcast. Why am I doing a podcast? Well, I think it's important for people to have multiple ways to consume our information. Maybe you're somebody who, I don't know, you just like watching videos. I am one of those people. When I want to learn something, I go on YouTube, I search for it, I find it, and I watch it, and I learn. I'm a visual learner, I guess. Some people prefer reading. Some people prefer reading books. I like reading specific topics, but if it's a very visual thing, I like going on YouTube. But otherwise, I like reading books. I like reading articles, blog posts, whatever you want to call them. Some people, and I am not actually one of those people, but some people like listening, right? They love learning through podcasts. They love listening to audiobooks. And so I've been actually podcasting since 2001. were there even podcasts then? I don't know. But I did go to a small broadcasting school for a little bit. I do have some background in doing this. So my thought was, hey, maybe you're the type of person who wants to hear the information. That is how you like to learn. And that is how I want to teach you. So we do have for everything. We have a blog post, something you can read. We have a YouTube video, usually a short version of that YouTube video or multiple shorts of that YouTube video. We now have audio of those things, like kind of like an audio book. You can actually think of this podcast like a giant audio book when it comes to pool care. And in fact, we actually have a book called The Pool Care Handbook. It's a physical book that you can hold in your hand. It's about 335 pages. It's fully illustrated. My wife and I wrote it and designed it, and it is for sale. So I think you can go to swimu.com/PCH if you want to get a copy of that. But yeah, so we have all different ways to learn. Look, we are a quote-unquote university, right? We're an education platform, and we want to give you every type, every way that you can be educated. We want to provide that to you. So that's what we're doing with this show. And each episode, at this point, you know, things could change. I have ideas on maybe I can interview people. I can answer your questions if you send them in to us, which you can send them in. And right now, matt@swimuniversity.com if you want to. That is me. Send your questions in, and maybe I'll do a show where I just answer a bunch of questions on a specific topic, and I will do my best in, you know, covering specific topics about pool care. And if you want to go check out our other show, Hot Tubs 101, you can learn if you have a hot tub. That's another show. Again, we're going to keep these short and sweet, and that's it. So that's what the show is. So if you have any questions, let me know. Obviously, matt@swimuniversity.com. So that's it. Thanks for listening to this episode. And if you want to hear more, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, whatever that is. And when you do, please leave a review to help more pool owners like you find this show. That's it. Thanks again, and happy swimming.